Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one here is Osama bin Laden's son. More like Osama bin Punk. Omar bin Laden here is around 50 and his wife here, born Jane Felix Brown, is a 70-year-old British woman. I wonder what Osama would have thought about his son becoming an Osama bin simp and completely westernizing himself like this. But I think it all makes sense now. Osama bin Laden hated America because of bro's emo face here. Then again, his father also loved death and metal, just a different type. Up next, looks like depopulation people are at it again, with articles like this one warning women who have children in their early 20s that they're at greater risk of heart attacks and strokes. The powers that don't want you to be want to create fear among women about having children. And as the population falls below replacement, they slowly, or in some cases like Canada, quickly bring in mass migration from abroad. Is this by design or just a coinkydink? Number three, a former White House lawyer pointed out that women and minority pilots caused 66% of the pilot error crashes since the year 2000, even though they make up less than 10% of pilots. Looks like women can crash just as well as men can. Maybe it's because the patriarchy gives them the hardest routes. Sadly, this sounds believable, especially with last year's DC Potomac River crash and the woman flipping the plane over in Toronto. Looks like wokeism literally crashes and burns. Moving on, after months of fear, this 13-member Somali family have reached the destination of their dreams, Germany, and now have this very large house. Meanwhile, native Germans are waiting years for housing, and those are typically productive tax-paying members of society. This family is most certainly on government assistance. We're beyond fighting to recover the West. Germans should just move to Poland and let Germany sink into the enrichment abyss. The government will raise taxes on Germans to pay for this, but at some point they will have gone too far down the Laffer curve. Number 5, Megan Fox looks like she keeps getting hotter and hotter. Great, but now show us what she did to her kids, trying to turn three of her boys into girls. Of course, many will say that she peaked at the age of 19, and they would be right. Too bad she's crazy and woke. She also says she fell in love with other people while she was married to Brian Austin Green. Looks like Mr. 90210 wasn't even enough for her. They both deny cheating, but do you really believe her? Up next, why is no one talking about the fact that software job listings have crashed on Indeed in the United States? Great, but now let's see those non-existent job positions in India. In reality, companies hired too many workers during COVID and needed an excuse to fire many of them, and they used AI as a cover story even though it doesn't work as expected. Suddenly all the learn-to-code people have gone quiet. Then again, I do think that everyone was talking about COVID over-hiring. My bad. Number 7, this church worker stole almost £100,000 to fund her high life, and she spared jail stealing money which could have helped the homeless and those using food banks. Criminals avoid jail while white Brits are getting locked up for posting mean comments and edgy memes. The UK is not a real country at this point. Women were always given a free pass, but this will also get worse as Western society becomes increasingly feminized and gynocentric. Moving on, Carlos says that supporting mass migration in your country to raise the GDP is the same morally as pimping out your daughter for cash. And your metaphorical daughter are your citizens who have to suffer through all the enrichment with increased crime, less public services, and have to deal with being scammed by Jeets. Not only that, but it doesn't work in the long run, as Canada's economy is stalling out and it welcomed the most newcomers. Number 9, this moron says that every single prehistoric culture except Europeans figured out music, and that every musical instrument originated someplace else. Yes, because we all know that the bagpipe came from sub-Saharan Africa. We have the monks in the 11th century to thank for being able to read and reproduce music precisely. Just look up the Gregorian chants. But that's propaganda according to the cultural enrichers. Up next, check out this red pill message carved into a park bench claiming that the internet gave women egos that they don't have in person. Of course it did. Even unattractive women these days can get unlimited amounts of attention from simps online. Maybe that's why women aren't drinking anymore, because the internet gives women the confidence they once got from drinking. It's also easy to be brave behind an avatar. I'm definitely one to know that. AI also gives them looks that they don't have too. Number 11, how much do you not trust those peer-reviewed journals because Big Pharma has paid over $1 billion to reviewers at the top medical journals, plus another $64 million for expenses like travel and meals? The medical business doesn't want you to cure yourself. Instead, they prefer that you're a customer for life. Maybe it's time we trusted month-old sushi from a 7-Eleven more than we should trust most doctors who have been bribed by drug companies. Moving on, here's what it's like when you have to work until you're 72 to pay for welfare for 20-year-old Arabs and their 30 kids. Not quite, as Arab fertility rates are falling fast, but you get the message. All that welfare money is going to bankrupt the West by creating inflation and stealing people's pensions. Social Security once made sense when there were very few old people and immigrants. The third graphic is missing where the people pulling the card leave and chaos erupts in the carriage. Number 13, and here are some of the people responsible for all the enrichment that's coming. What's their problem? They want a virtue signal with Caucasian men's money while being fat and hoping that some of those hot, darker men come into the country to give them some Africans. It could also be that they're bored and just want to create drama for their own entertainment. Remember, gentlemen, never underestimate the stupidity of white liberal women. Up next, some guy says that he once dated a girl who was a nurse, and she sent him sexy full-body skeleton pictures and x-ray. In the past, getting enough radiation to see this would be harmful. But thanks to advances in digital imaging technology and higher ISOs, she's probably got a few hundred more. You just know that to get these, she must have been banging the x-ray technician. Then again, she probably just made them using AI. What am I saying? Nurses are this slutty, so these must be real. Number 15, yes, it's true that older women in their 40s have always had the power to attract men in their late 20s and early 30s. Of course, but they've rarely had the power to keep them. They just end up becoming starter girlfriends for many. But I've photographed weddings where the men were 10 to 20 years younger. Cougars hear stories like that and think to themselves, I can get that too. Also, men in their 40s have always had the power to get women in their 20s and 30s. The only difference is that they're more likely to keep them. Moving on, I called this over 10 years ago that 60-80% of men wouldn't be getting married. That about 40% would become incels, and another 40% would go their own way from the poor quality women that they could attract. And that the top 20% will get all the action. Looks like MGTOW has won the battle. But it still hasn't won the war until men's tax dollars stop subsidizing women. Gentlemen, if you're dating, use your money to get rich. Because that just takes money out of the economy that women can spend. And it pisses them off if you're wealthy and unmarried too. Number 17 looks like the new Star Trek features a gay or transgender Klingon. I doubt that I would watch this even if you paid me, let alone for free. Also looks like that 32nd century bar looks like every other gay bar. This is so bad that the other Klingons would have been throwing him off a roof. Real Star Trek ended back in 2005 with the end of Star Trek Enterprise. Anything after that was not canon. There have been a few decent Strange New Worlds episodes, but most are trash. Up next looks like lesbian teens are getting pregnant more than twice as often as straight women. Looks like there's a miracle going on. But seriously, this just proves that lesbians aren't real, and that women saying they are lesbians recently, many of them, are lying so they can look hip and sporty. This also just proves to me that no one likes a good dick down like a lesbian. Pregnant lesbians are like those single mothers on dating apps claiming to be virgins. Number 19, why is Sydney Sweeney getting all that hate for having great genes? Women like the one giving her the finger are envious that men are giving her their attention and not them. She's also giving her the finger to try and get some of that sweet, sweet negative attention for herself. It's just cope. Black women are also envious of white women because white women get to have the best men, while the black ones get Tyrone table scraps. Moving on, police in the UK says that the number of women abusing children is rising with up to 64,000 women being PDF file offenders. If men were doing this, it would be called a national emergency. But because women are doing it, it's just another Tuesday. I think that female abusers have always been there, but with smartphones, more of them are getting arrested. Because there's actual proof, which there wasn't in previous generations. Boy Scout leaders and priests have nothing on public school teachers these days. Number 21, hurry up and get your Acolyte Star Wars figures while they last. They won't last long at only 49 cents. You know they're great future collector's items. Knots. Eventually they'll actually have to pay people to take them away. I should buy a couple thousand of them and then drop them off on Kathleen Kennedy's lawn. If enough of us did that, we can make a YouTube video chronicling it. I'd buy and burn this woke DEI garbage. Up next, China is preparing to approve Russia's groundbreaking cancer vaccine, and that could disrupt the West's $2.6 trillion oncology markets. I'm not a fan of mRNA vaccines, but this has actually been shown to be 100% effective in early clinical trials targeting colon cancer. It trains the immune system to attack the cancer cells. The Russians are working on melanoma and glioblastoma next. Imagine doctors losing their minds if there's little to no money to be made treating cancer anymore. Number 23, would you just look at that mentally deranged look on his face? And yes, the alphabet people don't reproduce. They recruit. Why do you think they're trying to gain access to younger and younger kids through things like Drag Queen Story Hour? Just look at what they did to this poor boy. Doesn't he just look like he's having a gay old time? Literally. The lack of street justice for things like this is a problem. Moving on, here's the difference between doing drugs and holding crypto right now. Not if you sold it at $110,000 like me and then shorted the markets. Crypto, or more specifically Bitcoin, isn't for the faint of heart. As for the guy in the bottom, and many others, you can't spell crypto without cry. If we follow previous market trends, then the bottom will be sometime in September or early October. Not financial advice, obviously. The market moves fast and hard, and then sits and does nothing for large stretches of time. Number 25 and the last one, this California woman claims her pimples disappeared after joining the adult industry. It was probably due to the numerous rounds of antibiotics she took for her STDs. And here you thought it was because of the old pearl necklace. And yes, that's true, because doctors prescribe doxycycline for chronic brutal acne. I have to take a low dose of that every day to keep my psoriasis pain from getting me to jump off a building. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.